Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. The Gemara and Daf Gimel and Aleph and Maseches Erevin talks about something that's called a maltra. And a maltra is something strange, something that catches the eye when you're walking in the street. So you're going to look up because you see nests, you see something colorful, something bright. And the Gemara says that although a korah has to be within 20 amos, the korah on the mavoi has to be within 20 amos, if there is an amalcha of some sort that's going to catch a person's eye and recognize the korah, so then the korah would be permitted even if it's above 20 amos. And we know the Gemara already had equated the halachas, or at least compared the halachas, of a mavoi with a sukkah and also with a ner chanukah. So would this also apply to ner chanukah? If a person had an amalcha of some sort, some type of design, colored walls, that you have the ner chanukah 20 amos high, would that work when it comes to ner chanukah? The Torah writes in Or HaChaim Siman Tav Reish Ayin Aleph from Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi that the din is that by ner chanukah it would work. That if you have a ner chanukah that's along the walls, and since there's a din by sukkah, that normally when the schach is so high, the din is you don't recognize it. But if the walls connect to the schach, and a person's eyes follows the wall all the way up to the schach, even above 20 amos, it would be good for a sukkah. So to by ner chanukah, says Rabbeinu Yoel, that if the ner chanukah is next to the wall, even though it's above 20 amos, a person's eyes normally travel up the wall, he will be able to see the ner chanukah, and it would be good even though it's 20 amos above. However, the Shita of Tosos in Masecha Sukkah says not the case. He doesn't think you could compare the halacha of sukkah to ner chanukah, that although sukkah, a person is sitting and enjoying the sukkah, is able to recognize the schach even above 20 amos, when it's connected to the wall, he does not think it applies to an Ner Chanukah as well. And that Mishnah Berura Paskin to the Shartim points out, we assume, like Tosfos, that Ner Chanukah is not good enough when it's above 20 amos, even if it's next to a wall. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Halicha Shlomo Perek Yud Dalid in Siv Zion, he says, let's say a person lights a Ner Chanukah above 20 amos, he says it's not good, even if you have a very colorful wall with many designs, that a person's eyes will be drawn towards the wall up until you get to the ceiling and see Ner Chanukah, he still thinks it's not going to work. And he says, it doesn't explain why, but he at least brings a raya as to how we know it doesn't work. What's the proof that any type of design, any type of amalcha won't work by Ner Chanukah? Because the very fact that Ner Chanukah itself is a form of an amalcha. It's a light in the middle of the night. You should be able to recognize it. So why do we say it's puzzle, even though it's 20 amos high? Shouldn't a person's eye be caught by the bright light, by the bright candles that are lit above? From the fact that we don't allow a Ner Chanukah to be above 20 amos, even though it normally would catch the eye, is a full proof, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that it's not kosher, even if you have colorful walls and all types of designs and lights indicating to look up, it's not going to work. It's a psul across the board when it comes to Ner Chanukah.